Yeah, the big story break over the weekend at the V Live Strip Club on Empire Central in Dallas, where Broncos defensive back Aqib Talib from the Dallas area here in the offseason back home, and he was shot at the nightclub, apparently in the parking lot. Details very sketchy right now, but we have someone who may shed some light on exactly what happened. Joining us now here on the ticket is a Deep Throat informant who was at the V Live Strip Club that night. Now, we are running his voice through a harmonizer to disguise his real voice because he doesn't want us to share his true identity. So we'll just call him Deep Throat informant. Sir, thank you for your courage in coming forward.
Yes. Thank you, Craig.
So you were there that night and you saw the shooting.
As I do oftentimes on Saturday nights, I went to a dance party club so I could get all up in the club.
Right.
I would not have gone to V-Live, as it is a stripper club. And sometimes I think the women there dress a little bit too inappropriate.
They are strippers.
But I had to go there for the birthday party of Lukey Whitehead.
He's saying yeah. That weird.
Yes, it's been reported there was a party that night for the Cowboys wide receiver.
Lukey is pretty much my best friend, so I had to go.
Do you play in the NFL?
I cannot speak to that of which you have said.
Okay.
It was a SpongeBob-themed party.
That's weird.
And they had really good cake. Things were going well. For a while, There was no trouble in the bounce houses, even though Aqib Talib was getting a little rough with some advanced moves. Coach Garrett had things pretty much under control at the party. He knew his players could get out of hand.
Garrett was there?
If he didn't program the party with fun activities. We played pin the tail on the honky. Where the players gathered, put a blindfold on, and tried to put a tail on the ample rear end of Tony Romo. Well, after the balloon animals and the magic tricks, that's when things began to spin out of control.
Oh, no.
Oh, gosh, what happened?
Coach Garrett took his eye off the party while he was getting a couple black lap dances.
Oh, man. You can just say lap dances, I guess.
As the women's buns were clapping in his face.
Oh, wow.
Garrett didn't see that Dez Bryant let his pet monkey off the leash. Dallas Bryant.
Oh, no.
The evil Monkey King. Well, Dallas Bryant went nuts. He began running all over the club, ordering drink specials and sneaking sips of people's drinks when they weren't looking. Well, it did not take him long before he was 14 times over the legal limit. I think it was his low body weight and his monkey nature that got him so drunk so fast.
I think you're right.
Well, Dallas then jumped on the head of Jerry Jones.
Jerry was there?
And ripped off his toupee and held it up as a monkey prize. Well, the record player skipped, and everyone gasped and looked. No one had dared remove the headpiece of the emperor before.
The emperor?
Well, Jerry's goons pulled out their guns and began shooting at Dallas.
Wow.
Jerry started screaming, "Don't shoot the hairpiece! Don't shoot the hairpiece!" As a result of the gunfire, everyone reflexively pulled out their gats. And started firing at everyone else.
Wow.
I watched as Jason Garrett sprayed the crowd with his Tommy gun while laughing maniacally.
Wow.
He doesn't have a Tommy gun. This is...
I'm surprised more people weren't injured.
Dan Bailey sprung into action, shooting some sort of ground-to-air anti-aircraft missile at the strippers huddled behind the conference table.
All right.
It was then when Tlaib tried to pull his gun from his sweatpants, and it misfired, shooting him through the left nut and into the thigh.
Wow, we didn't hear that,
that
detail.
Sounds really painful.
I cannot speak anymore.
But deep throat.
I'm afraid right now. No, I cannot.
Deep throat, please come back. Please.
A few more details.
Oh, gosh.
Well, he gave us so much.
Well, he did.
Couldn't give us any more. All right, it's 8:47 on the ticket. That's the Deep Throat Informant.